Well, thank you, Stanley. I appreciate it. And as always, we really enjoy being able to present here at the Beltwide and have an opportunity to talk with everyone and share a little bit about what we've been up to. Make sure I step through this right. Well, that's not the right thing to do. Okay. Nope. I think I'm going to try it. I think, Robbie, it's working backwards for me, too. I don't know. We had videos upside down and buttons that are backwards. And I don't know. One of my theories about yours, Mike, was maybe some of those videos were made in Australia. And I don't know, but. Anyway, last year we provided an update on the testing of our Vortex tube dryer that was located in a Citizen Shallow Water Co-op in Texas. Unfortunately, when we tested it for the 2016 and 17 season, the cotton was pretty dry, so we didn't really get an opportunity to do much in the way of testing for drying effectiveness. However, on the bright side, this installation had a bypass arrangement, so we were able to bypass the towers, and most of the season that's the way it was run. But at the same time, we had installed a horizontal cylinder cleaner immediately after the Vortex tube dryers. And the silver lining on this testing was we realized that the cleaner that came right after it was a lot more efficient and a lot more effective after it passed through the Vortex tube dryer. So the cotton opened up more. It did a better job of single locking. So we're hopeful that this is also going to be helpful as we look at trying to identify and remove plastic contamination. So this may be another area where we can take advantage of this, because it may be a multi-tiered sort of approach, and we're working with others in this same area as well. Okay. I apologize. I thought I had this thing figured out. Obviously, I don't. It doesn't seem to want to advance. I apologize, guys. I do have the thumb drive with me. There we go. I'll use that. Okay. Oops. Thank you, Harrison.
Now we can record.
There's probably going to be a loud boom at that point, I'm sure. This slide shows the original concept that we gave you guys last year. And we're proud to let you know that it's since been awarded a patent. And I just wanted to show this so that we can review the basic idea. The idea here is the intention is to introduce a spiraling motion for the seed cotton throughout the entire device. This promotes a tumbling action for each individual lock, exposing multiple faces of each individual lock, and increasing the relative motion between the cotton and the hot air that's conveying it. This year, we moved the Vortex tube dryer to Bullock Gin in Brooklet, Georgia, with the expectation that we might find wetter cotton. Little did we know that the hurricane season for 2018 would take what is normally a wetter crop than West Texas, and hold its head underwater into double overtime. The paper that Ross wasn't able to present earlier will describe the comparative testing with a standard tower dryer. You'll see the standard tower dryer in the foreground and the Vortex 2 dryers in the background. His paper will compare the running through a conventional tower dryer and a conventional rock trap with the Vortex 2 dryer and its rock traps. Once these samples have been collected, and that's going to be happening in the coming weeks. Since the Vortex 2 dryer has proven to be useful in putting sea cotton into a single lock state, we realized it could be useful for blending seed cotton. We have since applied for Vortex 2 blender and conditioner patent, and we feel this type of blending could prove to be extremely useful for those who find module averaging beneficial. We also feel that the popularity of the round modules could potentially make this practice even more attractive to certain customers. It's envisioned that the blender could merge two or more streams, either prior to, at the entrance of, or internally to the blender. And this could be achieved with or without the added bonus of a rock trap, and could potentially be applied in pull systems, push systems, or push-pull systems. Last year, we also introduced a new control system with a communication platform we refer to as the Jupiter system. This system serves as an expandable central hub for various monitoring devices and customized displays. For example, shaft monitoring is a module, or fire detection is another. Smart TVs can be customized to display the most desirable screen pages without having to flip through touch screens. We also last year mentioned our new air pressure monitoring at various points, and this is at Adobe Walls from last year. For this year, we've added some additional options, monitoring differential pressures across condensers, also at the Superjet, and we're able to show not only real-time readings right at the device, but also at the Gen console. This year marked the introduction of the Lummis 24-inch diameter conveyor distributor. The larger size will allow high-capacity plants to run their conveyor distributors at a slower RPM and allow the feeder hoppers to fill more easily and reduce the chances for roping. The first one was manufactured and shipped to Northwest cotton growers in Kansas. Unfortunately, the weather delays there hampered the foundational progress on this facility, so I don't have an actual installation image to show you, but you can see here in the upper left a model image of that system. You'll see also to the right and in the lower left the hanger bearing. And the adjustable feature we'll have as part of this system. This is a side-by-side photo showing the standard 16-inch and a new high-capacity 24-inch trough housing for the conveyor distributor. This gives you some sense of the difference in scale. As I mentioned before, this new conveyor distributor has a, built into it is an adjustable alignment system so that we can precisely align these conveyor distributors during installation. This is a little deceiving because the 16-inch trough is on the right on the concrete, and the 24-inch is lifted up a little bit because we've still got the outlet spouts on it. But nevertheless, you get a feel for the difference in scale. Looking forward, 2019 will mark the introduction of the Lummis 12-foot wide gin stand. Unfortunately, not all of the patent application work has been completed, so we won't be able to provide any specific details or images at this time. However, we can tell you that we're building a brand new design from the ground up. It incorporates some of the best features of the Lummis 203 heritage and of the Consolidated 234 heritage. It will also contain some features found nowhere else in the ginning industry. We plan to offer this new platform in 8 and 10 foot widths the following year. And the prototype, the 12 foot unit, is going to be is slated for installation at the new Lone Star Gin in Pampa, Texas. And finally, for the development work we've mentioned today, we'd like to thank our customers and our friends who've helped us move the ball forward on each of these projects. And if there's any questions, I'll be happy to entertain them. All right, thank you.
Move on.